Who Fit? Frenchman Commutes by Horseback Amid Nightmare Fuel Prices. By Peter Cattell on March 16, 2022. As fuel prices spiraled in the face of the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, one French commuter has opted to say nay to paying $12.50 a gallon in favor of coming to work on horseback. Facing galloping fuel prices thanks in part to the ongoing war in Ukraine, one French commuter has opted to abandon his car in favor of a more old-fashioned method of travel, horseback. Louis Geniex, a waiter working in the small town of Xing'o, is now traveling to work on his 7-year-old mare, Aol, in the hopes of keeping more of his hard-earned euros in his pocket, reports Spiegel. According to a report by Haute-Loire regional news site La Comère 43, Geniex made the switch in response to the major increase in the price of diesel. In December, diesel cost me 80 euros per month, the waiter explained. Since the increase, it's between 160 euros and 200 euros for my little diesel Clio, a popular type of compact car. It's just no longer possible to pay almost 3 euros a liter, $12.50 a gallon, he also said. It is not livable with a minimum wage. It's not possible to get by. While the commute to his workplace is longer on horseback than it is by car, Geniex reportedly sees it as manageable. And though the equine transport method will not be able to replace his car fully, he does plan on employing the services of Aol further in his quest for a cheaper route to work. However, while the French waiter currently finds horseback a cheaper mode of transport than his diesel car, fuel for horses is likely to rise in price too, as the ongoing crisis in Ukraine constrains the supply of grain and animal feed. According to one of Europe's chief agri-food officials, Michael Scannell, the EU is heavily reliant on Russia and Ukraine for numerous supplies required to look after farm animals, such as grain and animal feed, with Russia's ongoing invasion likely to result in serious food security issues for the Union. Another expert has warned that a global food crisis is now almost certain, with the ongoing conflict in Eastern Europe likely to have catastrophic consequences on the world's supply of food. For me, it's not whether we are moving into a global food crisis. It's how large the crisis will be, explains Feintor Holsether of agri company Yara International. Holsether also noted the role Russia has in the supply of fertilizer, an essential component in world farming. Half the world's population gets food as a result of fertilizers. And if that's removed from the field for some crops, the yield will drop by 50%, he also noted. For now, though, Geniex appears to be content with hoofing it to work, with the waiter saying he would like to make the journey by horseback at least once a week.